Mark, why the Eagles, and are you okay being a backup quarterback and spending most of your career as a starter?
I guess let me start just by, one, thank you guys for being here. Thank Mr. Lurie, the Eagles organization, and even preceding that, Mr. Johnson, Rex Ryan, Mike Tannenbaum, John Idzik, everybody at the Jets, you know, Clay Hampton, Gus Grantham, everybody. They've been so good to me, and it's been a different kind of transition, but some great memories there. Love that team, love that organization, and you know, I'm happy to make the transition and excited to be in a new spot. As for why, I feel like this team, this coach, the kind of offensive firepower they have is just an exciting element to being here in Philadelphia. I think Coach Kelly really is on the cutting edge of the NFL, and he's one of those guys who just has really an exciting vision for the future. I think he is on a constant pursuit of a competitive edge. He's an excitable person. I think as an offensive mind, I'm going to do nothing but learn here, working with offensive-minded guys, working with Coach Kelly, Coach Shermer, Coach Musgrave. This is an incredible opportunity, so I'm very thankful to Mr. Lurie, to Mr. Roseman, and Coach Kelly.
Mark, you weren't released until last week. Did you move on from the Jets a while ago, or are you still holding out hope that maybe you could?
Well, I was still you know, waiting for a decision. I told them that you know, I was excited to be back if that was the plan. If that wasn't the plan, absolutely no hard feelings. That I had an incredible run there. We had an incredible run, more importantly, some incredible times, just fun playoff races and comeback victories, overtime wins, that kind of stuff sticks with you forever. A couple of AFC championship runs, that was some special times that Rex and I shared, that I shared with a bunch of great teammates. And the toughest part about it all is that we didn't win it all. So, you know, there was always that competitive drive to get back there, to having tasted that kind of success, that we wanted to just finish the job, man. And if that wasn't the case, that's fine. Just, you know, let me know as soon as possible, and then both sides will move on accordingly. And so that's what ended up happening.
I didn't think you would have fared in a competition if you had remained with the Jets.
You know, I'm confident no matter who I'm competing against. And coming in here, I'm not stirring up a controversy. I'm here to help this team win, whatever that means. And just excited to be on the team. Thrilled about the opportunity. But more importantly, you know, I really do respect Foles. I respect what he's done here, especially this last year. I think he's a heck of a player, incredible talent. And I'm excited to work with him.
Did the Eagles make it clear to you that the starting job wasn't up for competition?
You know what? I really didn't look at that too much. I'm confident in my skills. I'm going to compete to be the best player I can possibly be, and that's going to help Nick. That's going to help me. That's going to help Matt Barkley, G.J. Kinney, who I've had experience with, all those guys. It sounds like the best quarterback room you can ask for. So I'm always going
to
want to start. I think Matt Barkley wants to start. I think G.J. Kinney wants to start. So Greg McElroy wanted to start. It doesn't matter where you are. All those guys want to play. And there's nothing wrong with that. I don't think there's anything wrong with having that drive. So, you know, I'll keep that fire going and try and help this team the best I can.
Mark, there's a lot of teams that need a starting quarterback now. Obviously, you were on the market last week. I mean, did you look around? Did you feel at all like there was an opportunity?
We had a handful of offers, handful of discussions with other teams, but this just felt like the right fit.
Nothing to be the starter, come in right away and be the starter, though?
That's not necessarily the case. There were other potential options. So,
why was it here, where they've been kind of clear about Nick?
I think it's the best fit. I think offensively it's the best fit. I think the kind of leaders they have on this team, and Kelsey and Peters on the line, we talked about the offensive firepower. This is one of the most explosive teams, you know, you see around the league. And, you know, just to get a shot to play and try and compete at this level and with these guys, that's going to be fun for me.
Mark,
and hopefully add something to this team. And with my experience, that can only help.
When you mentioned, like, that Chip is on kind of the cutting edge of, you know, offensive mm-hmm. football and everything, what is it about it that you felt like made you the right fit for this?
Well, I think the nutrition, the scheduling, everything we talked about in the last, you know, 24 hours, with their weight room regimen. Everything is not just new, but there's a purpose. They're driven by something, and that's the overall success of this team. But all the data they collect, everything that goes into this is well calculated, well thought out, and it sounds like something I want to be a part of as a competitor, as somebody who's always trying to improve my skills. I feel like this is one of the best things for me personally and for this team that we, you know, help each other out.
What has Chip told you in terms of what he wants from a quarterback specifically in the scheme they run here?
You know, a good decision maker, a guy who can compete at a high level, somebody who can think fast, who's, you know, he calls it a fast blinker, but somebody who can understand the system, who's familiar with these kind of concepts, and it just felt like everything married up very well. So that's part of the reason why I made the decision.
Can you give us an update on your shoulder? Do you think you'll be 100% by OTAs?
Oh, yeah. I'll be fine. I feel good. I'll be ready to go. Physical was great. Doctor was pleasantly surprised. And things are going smooth, so I'll be ready to go.
Are you 100% right coaching now? Staff here? I mean, a lot was made while you were with the Jets about the offensive staff and whether it was great for development of a quarterback as compared to a place like this. Do you feel like this is you can really kind of come more into your own here?
It's, you know, it sounds like it's a well-worded question, but I got to be careful with my answer. Most importantly, I have nothing but good things to say about the New York Jets. That's all I can remember are the great things. Was everything perfect? Absolutely not. It's not going to be perfect here, but I'm just excited about moving forward. I'm excited about everything we've accomplished in the past is amazing. You know, all the pictures I still have, all the, you know, game balls and things like that. That stuff never goes away. It's not just, you know, turn your back and forget those guys. That was an amazing time, an amazing experience for me, my family, my community, everybody back home. So I'm just excited about moving forward, and it's a different chapter, something new, but I'm not going to compare the two. I think.
What is your impression, though, of not just Chip, but also Pat Shurmur and Bill Musgrave and the offensive staff they have?
I think as an offensive staff, it's, you know, got to be one of the best. They are exciting to be around. They're great offensive minds, very experienced group, and, you know, I think I can only learn from those guys.
Is it difficult to change the frame of mind from being, you know, the franchise quarterback to being the backup or just kind of fitting into the locker room that way?
I think I have a pretty easygoing mentality about things. I think, you know, I'm so competitive that, you know, I'm just going to do everything I possibly can. I'm my own worst critic. I'm my own toughest competitor, so I'm not worried about how things end up. That stuff, the cards will fall in place. You know, I'm just ready to work hard and contribute to this team.
I'm trying to understand, you want to be a starter. You know what the landscape is here with Nick Foles. You dealt with the media in New York, so this will probably be nothing for you. But you know what's going to happen along the way. You've already said you want to be a starter. How do you come here knowing the landscape is you're the backup?
Just work. Put my head down and work. Buy into the system. Have a great time doing it. Get to meet a lot of great players and good people, it sounds like. I've already met a couple, and Kelsey and Macklin and some guys that I've known from before. So I'll fit right in with these guys, work hard, and just be ready for an opportunity.
What kind of relationship do you have with Matt Barkley, and have you spoken with him?
I haven't spoken to Barkley for a couple weeks. We were out at a conference, at a PAO conference in San Diego, I don't know, 3 weeks ago, before all this happened, obviously. So, but I mean, I hosted the guy on his visit at USC, so I know him really well. And Foles and I have the same agent, so I've seen him around plenty, worked out with him, I think, once or twice. And I think they're both great players. G.J. Kinney, I mean, all three, it's rare that you know all those guys coming into it. So at least some sort of relationship is nice, and we'll move forward that way, but it'll be fun.
Is it awkward to compete against a guy who you know so well in Matt, and, you know, same school and everything, and as compared to someone who just comes in that you didn't?
Somebody just went off, by the way.
It's okay.
It's like the Home Alone talk back. No, it doesn't matter to me whether I'm competing with my brother or somebody from USC or whatever. It's a competition, and it'll be fun.
Mark, did you have an opportunity to sign a multi-year deal elsewhere? So was this 1 year strategic?
I don't want to get into too many specifics about other options because I feel like this is the best option. There's no reason to even think or talk about anything else. This is the right move, and I'm happy I'm here.
Did the Jets make you any kind of offer instead?
Like I said, I don't want to get into too much. You know, I loved everything, all the experiences in New York, and you know what my answer is going to be. I'm happy to be here.
Mark, Chip has talked about in his offense how important repetitive accuracy is. I think your career number is around 55%. Your touchdown interception ratio is like 1-to-1. Was that more a product of the system that you played in New York, and do you feel like you could become more accurate here in Philadelphia in Chip's offense?
I mean, I think I'm only going to learn and get better and improve in a system like this, so that's all I'm looking forward to. As far as looking back, there's plenty of things to improve on, and that's what I'll work on.
Is there any familiarity with the concepts and the system that's run here? Where would that stuff from?
Quite a bit. A lot of just the, you know, maybe not the exact terminology, but a lot of the concepts I've seen and executed before. I love the tempo of the offense. I feel like some of our best success where I've been was at a high tempo, at a high level, either late in the game or when we just pick things up and started rolling in a two-minute fashion. So it feels like that's kind of the norm around here. So that's not just exciting, but that's fun for me. That's fun for a quarterback. And to see the kind of off-season moves they made, you know, strengthening the defense, getting even more playmakers on offense and Sproles and you know, this is, you know, a pretty solid group. So I'm just happy to be a part of it.
What impressed you most about Chip Kelly?
Well, his demeanor is, you know, he's just so focused. He's, I guess, you know, like a surgical knife where he is that exact, but he's so excited. He's so energetic, and that stuff is... it's contagious, and it gets you excited to be at a place like this. And I think the way he talked about having the right players for this system, he feels like he's just about got that here. And the kind of vision moving forward of what it's supposed to look like kind of came together for them towards the end of the season. So it's definitely a team on the rise. And I think they got the right guy, you know, the right people, personnel, whether it's on the field or in the coaching box or whatever, from top to bottom there. They're just ready to roll.
And so what was the level of dialogue with Chip leading up to signing? I mean, because you said there were no assurances.
See, no, I mean, there's no guarantees. Like, in this sport, in this business, there's no guarantees no matter what. No matter what anybody can tell you or promise you. This is this whole thing's a crapshoot, but I'd like to take the best calculated risk I could. And I think this is it. I think really the dialogue... I got released Friday, so Monday-ish, late Monday, and that was when I started talking not only Coach Kelly but other teams, and you know, it came to this point where we wanted to come out and take a visit, and now I don't want to leave.
I think he was only an offensive coordinator when you were at USC, but do you remember having any impressions of him?
I think he might have been the head coach my last year there, but always... an incredible competitor. That guy loved to play. When it comes to football, this guy, I mean, he's a junkie. And that's what you want. You want that gym rat mentality in your coach. You want a guy that you know is staying up all night, even though he's preaching sleep to the players, he's staying up all night studying and getting you ready and making sure you have an answer, you have the audible, you have the right check, you have the answer for all these things that you're going to face in a game. And it sounds like, you know, those great coaches, those great people, successful people, they put those kind of people around them because they know they can't do it all by themselves. And I think Coach Kelly would admit that, that those guys around him have that same mentality. They want to outwork each other. They have a great relationship. You should have seen the staff. I mean, these guys sound like they're just happy to be around. They're happy to be around the game of football. They're privileged to do it. And that kind of mentality and attitude is infectious. So I saw that from him in college, and I know Coach Carroll respected him a lot. Anytime we played against Oregon, his defense had to be sharp. So you know, they can, this offensive scheme can cause problems for a defense, that's for sure.
Mark, there's always a lot of attention when you were with the Jets to, you know, who, what model you might be dating or YouTube video or magazine you're appearing in. When, as you come here, did you learn from that, or are you, did you have to change a little bit, or is that just a byproduct of where you were at the time?
Well, no doubt, that's it's a sensationalized media there. I think a lot of things, you know, get blown out of proportion, whether it's a relationship with a receiver, whether it's who you're dating, anything like that. You know, the most important thing is the stuff that goes on the field. But I had some amazing experiences, had some great times, and learned an awful lot about the media, about different people in the media, about how those relationships work, about how a business is run, how an NFL business is run, how an organization works, its functions.
Does it change you? I mean, are you different because of it? Or?
Oh, I think every experience can you know, help you moving forward. So I think that's the only thing I've done is learned quite a bit about it. And, you know, I'm just blessed to be where I'm at, happy, and excited to move forward.
Did you talk at all to Michael Vick about going to the
I think
Jets?
We passed each other on the train. Okay. Gave each other a high five. Good luck.
So you didn't see your
No.
All right, thanks, guys.
Thanks, guys.